Hey, what's up? What's up? Oh, happy day, happy afternoon, happy evening, happy twilight, whatever, whenever you're listening to this particular episode. This episode is a little bit different. I'm on my way to work this morning, and yeah, and I'm just going to have a heart-to-heart with you all and just actually let you all see me. So, I'm on my way to work right now, and just looking at some of the things going on in this world. Yes, this diva is a little bit anxious, and as a result, I have like completely unplugged from a lot of things, wondering, and it's more so since things have slowed down, it's been a financial crunch for a lot of us out there. And to be real with you all, I'm not scared or worried. I'm more so concerned. And I'm going to do a very, very needed PSA. For those of us that are dealing with anxiety, depression, or any type of mental illness, it is okay to unplug. It is really okay. It's really okay for us to unplug. It's really okay for us to tell people, you know, right now I don't want to hear anything about the coronavirus, because right now at this point I'm easily triggered, and I want you all to consider my sanity in all of this. It is perfectly okay to do so and to tell people, right now, can I have some time to regroup? Like, thank you all for checking on me. I really appreciate it. And to those of you that are listening that may not deal with these things, be very considerate when you're sharing posts, especially these damn conspiracy theories. When you're sharing fake news, when you're like sharing random videos that may or may not be facts. One thing you got to understand about this is that people are looking for ways to capitalize off of the current conditions. That's one thing you have to be very mindful of. And instead of listening to that, you can mute people's posts. You can unfollow or just take a break from social media. I know for some of us it's very difficult, because our livelihood, especially us being Black creatives, being queer creatives, being creatives, period, across the board, it is very, very taxing right now on us. And with social media, even our platforms like YouTube, our podcasts, our Patreons, different things like that, that is how we are keeping afloat at this time. And I want everybody to understand, if someone tells you, hey, can you back up off of that for a minute? I need to regroup. They're not being shady. They're not being shysty or anything. They actually have a general concern. They actually have a very necessary concern. Especially if they want to channel that energy into creating things, into getting their house clean, or into self-care, or making sure that their family and loved ones are okay. Also, we don't know about, my thing is that I'm concerned about is, number one, those that are homeless, those that are in abusive situations, those that may come from families that they may not have enough food to eat, or their work and school is a way of escape for them, that may have been access to their meals, may have been access to certain things that they needed. So let's take everybody into consideration. And y'all, instead of hoarding damn supplies, think about the elderly. Think about those that may be differently abled. Think about those who are the most vulnerable. Stop all this hoarding. I'm sick and tired of going to the grocery store and not being able to get simple meat, not being able to get certain products. Yes, I know we don't know what's going to happen, the possibility that we in the U.S. may be shut down or on lockdown. Thankfully, essentials are still going, such as grocery stores, hospitals. And y'all, please, please follow these guidelines. If you don't have to be out, don't have your tookas out there. For real. If you don't have to be out, honey. Fuck partying. Forget partying with people. Just follow the rules. Trust me. You and everybody else is going to thank you. Because you never know who you can come in contact with that may have the virus, the COVID-19. There are people that may be carriers, and you could come in contact with them. And think about bringing that home to your mother, your brother, or your sister, to someone that you are close to that may not be able to sustain an infection as such. Now, with that, I do have faith that soon we don't have to worry, we won't have to worry about COVID-19. We won't have to worry about this infection rate. We're going to see it plateau. We're going to see it disappear. So, that's what I want to tell you all right now. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back because I just need to vent in this session. I really need to vent. You know, I got some things on my heart that I want to share with you all as well. So, I'm going to hit you up right after a word from our sponsors. All right. Your favorite diva is back. My name is Johnny T, the priestess, never your mistress. Okay. So here I'm is. Right now, I know many of us are bunkered down in our houses, and many of us are self-monitoring if we've recently traveled, and many of us are following the World Health Organization's recommendations, our state's mandates, our state's lockdown or shutdown policies. And sorry for using such language. Many of us are in areas that are affected by COVID-19. And as a result, we are staying in, limiting our travel, limiting places that we go. And that's for our safety. That's for our well-being. And it is necessary. And y'all, I kid you not, as I am traveling to work, because where I work, we're still considered essential. Right now, I've been spending a lot of alone time, especially since I've had to nip some things in the bud with some connections and some friendships and situationships. And one of the things that I constantly deal with, and I'm just going to be real with y'all, and if I get a little emotional, I am sorry in advance. One thing that I constantly deal with is loneliness. And granted, no, I am not alone whatsoever. I do have friends. I have a very strong support system. I have family. And I have my housemates, which is my family. I have friends. And y'all, I'm already getting emotional. I said I wasn't going to be emotional. I have all these things, but the one thing I don't have right now is that relationship, that intimate relationship, that romantic relationship, let me put it like that, that romantic relationship that I desire. And granted, I've been in places and I just got out of a situation where I knew it wasn't going to work because life was happening and things were happening. I have my things going on, they had their things going on. But right now, I have my days where I'm happy and I don't feel alone. But I ain't gonna lie to y'all, the last couple of days, I have truly felt alone. I have felt by myself, despite having people that call and check on me, despite having people that want to be a part of my life. And I think it stems from my childhood. In my childhood, I spent a lot of time alone. I spent a lot of time to myself. And one of the reasons being, because of the fact I was one of the youngest ones in my household, and a lot of my cousins my age didn't have a lot really to do with me. And most of that was because of family drama between aunts and uncles, between brothers and sisters. And a lot of that, I didn't feel wanted by certain family members. And many of you all know the story of my mom and dad's divorce and how I was with my dad's side of the family for most of my life. And it sucks when you want people to just accept you for you and they trash you. But when it's something positive that they feel that they can attach themselves to, that's when they want to be all up in your face. Oh, this is my cousin. This is what you are to me. But any other time when you can't give them what they want, they crap on you. Or if they're feeling insecure, they crap on you. Now, since we've gotten older, you know, things have changed. But still, a lot of trauma from childhood can affect you up into your adulthood. And even as a trans person, granted, I know I am not passable. And disclaimer, you don't have to pass as a trans person. That is totally up to you. I'm not here to dictate anybody's transition or anything. And if people do want to pass, that's for them. I have no place to put them. I have no reason to tell them, you should just be you. You don't know the extent of what people with gender dysphoria, body dysphoria, deal with. And I'm saying body dysphoria because there are people that may not be trans that get things done because of dysphoria in any form. But that's a whole nother argument for another day. But, you know, recently, just proceeding back into dating, yes, and this is before COVID-19 got really bad. I have been stood up. Your girl has been stood up. And with dating, it's so, even before I started transitioning, dating sucked. And I will simply say dating sucked. Dating still sucks. Because now we live in a society where people want you to send nudes, where people just want physical things, or me being a part of the queer community and very open about who I am and what I do, it's hard to find someone that's on that same level of comfortability that you're on. And being transgender, being gender fluid, being non-binary, it's hard as hell because people will fetishize us. People feel like we're good for nothing but just to screw. And then you have people that live for other people's opinions and things like that. And I'm wondering, when am I going to find that romantic relationship, that lifetime forever love, without all of the drama? Yes, I want to date. Don't get me wrong. I do want to date. But I don't want to go through the freaking drama. The drama sucks like hell. It really sucks. And it's frustrating when you have so much to offer. So right now, while I'm attempting to throw myself back into dating, one thing that I am doing is having my fun and not dating for a relationship, but dating to have fun. And I feel like right now I need to focus on more so rebuilding my confidence, rebuilding my self-esteem from years of abuse and years of trauma. And I even wrote a song about it. It's like, who's gonna love me at the end of the day? I have so much love to give. But I feel like no one wants it for real. I feel that no one wants to be bothered with me. And you don't understand how troublesome it is sometimes. Like, for real. And I guess me not being able to go out because all of the bars and clubs are closed, movie theaters and things, I feel like I am forced to... What's the word I want to say? I'm forced to sit here and deal with all of this. And it's like, how do you deal with all of this? How do you combat loneliness? How do you combat these feelings of emptiness in your life? You know, how do you combat all of this? And one thing that I have put myself back into doing is writing. That's why you all are seeing Unwanted. And if y'all hear me pause, I like to eat, but also I need to eat breakfast because it is the most important meal of the day. Don't let nobody tell you any different. And your girl has been, like, I have been skipping breakfast lately. So, y'all, here goes. Yes, I would like a sausage biscuit and a large Sprite, please.
A large what?
Sprite.
A large Sprite?
Yes.
That's it?
Yes.
Funny.
Thank you. Okay, y'all. So, I'm back. Had to get a little breakfast. But, yeah. And thank y'all for being patient with this real-ass, raw-ass podcast. You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey. How you doing? Time.
Yes, it has been a while. Oh, goodness.
Cold and rainy.
It is. It is. Okay. But I'm not going to complain, though. At least it's washing some of this pollen off.
Oh, yeah.
So, thank you. You have a great day. You stay safe. But again, I'm back, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to this ghetto-ass podcast, okay? This ratchet podcast, okay? But, you know, hold on one more second. Can I get some strawberry jelly, please? I'm sorry, make that great. Thank you. Have a great day and stay safe. Okay, I'm back, y'all, for real this time. Y'all hear this bad crunching and everything? Okay, but yeah, one thing that I have been doing to combat the loneliness and the feelings of inadequacy because I'm single and I have turned back to writing and creating. I can really express myself through my creativity. And right now, I need to learn how to pay attention to the signs that sugar finna turn to shit. And that's what happened. I wasn't really paying attention to the signs with certain avenues in my relationship. And this is all across the board. Or even with people that I was dating that they had lost interest but didn't know how to tell me because they want to crack my face. And I want to be in a place to where I'm not dating or getting into a relationship because I'm lonely. You know, so that's where I'm at right now. And the other thing is because I'm in my 30s. I just turned 34 on March the 15th, 2020. And granted, there are some things in my life that are not like what I wanted, how I wanted. I wanted to be married by the time I was 28. That didn't happen. So I said, okay, maybe 30, it will happen. Maybe it will happen, you know, soon. But, and I'm seeing a lot of my older classmates, a lot of people in their late 30s and 40s getting married. And I'm like, ah! What am I doing wrong here, people? Like, where do I have life fucked up at? And I really want you all to reach out to me. Help your girl out. Like, just help your girl. Help your girl. Just help your girl. Help your girl. Help your girl. Help your girl. Like, for real. Like, and to my 30 plus, to my trans women that have more life experience being trans than I do, please reach out to me. Like, I need your help. I need your advice. Like, for real. Like, how do you handle this dating thing? And let's keep this conversation going, y'all. If you all are listening to me and you all are on Twitter, message me at BTransBPodcast. On Twitter, you can email me, btransbpodcast@gmail.com. I mean, for real, reach out to your girl. Reach out to your girl. Because she needs some kind of something, y'all. But with that being said, yeah. So, that wraps up my rant right now. So, yeah. Here's a couple of church announcements, and I'll be right back. Hey, family. Now, Miss Rona is messing up a lot of things for us, but girl, that don't mean you can't get your glam on. Go on over to maven.com, and honey, let me tell you, look good while you in isolation, while you in quote-unquote quarantine, honey. And with Maven, you can do installment plans. Yes, you can do installment payment plans to get you some good quality hair, get you some Peruvian, some Yaki, honey. Some virgin, honey. Get you some body wave, okay? And honey, look fabulous, honey. So when you return back to the office, you can sport off your new do. And if you are a stylist, go on over to priestessbeauty.maven.com right now, honey. And help your clients look good, honey. We've been stuck in the house, honey. We gonna have a reason to celebrate when this blows over. So y'all live, love, and be free from the priestess. Smooches! Thank you all for listening to me rant and rave on this episode. I want to put this out there. If you are a queer or trans person in the DC, Maryland, Virginia region, y'all reach out to me. I'm looking to connect with other queer and trans people and just to have that connection. Please. You all can reach out to me via Instagram, BTB Podcast Inc. Or you can reach out to me on Twitter, BTransBPodcast, and email BTransBPodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to leave a review on this podcast and share it with someone. Share it to everyone that you know will listen. And this not only helps creatives, this is what I want to say. Support Black queer creatives at this time. Like, with the way things are going, we're not able to work. Some of us, we're not able to travel. just you playing the video and commenting helps. We have a lot of different things on this podcast, and I am on YouTube still. I finally made a comeback to YouTube, so the links will be posted in the description box in my show notes. So y'all please check that out. I love y'all so much. You all mean the world to me. Y'all live, love, and be free, and have a great Monday. Unwanted Chapter 3 will be up on this Friday. It's going to drop at midnight. And y'all reach out to me and let me know how you all are enjoying Unwanted, the audio drama right now. I'm doing all characters right now. Just getting my feet wet. So, yeah. But you all live, love, and be free. Have a great week. Wash your hands. If you are sick, stay out of people's faces and get treatment. Y'all stay healthy. It is okay to self-care at this time. So y'all live, love, and be free from the priestess. Smooches!